Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with Plush Care. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hello and welcome to Not Without My Sister. Today we're going to help you sort out your life in the vein of...
Marie Kondo?
Correct. Thank you very much for stepping in there while I drew an absolute blank. Now, Marie Kondo, however, has, I would say, fallen off the wagon of organization because she then discovered how went ahead. I think she got married, had kids and realized that having a tidy home is not quite as easy as it's cracked up to be when it's not just you that you're tidying up after. So in my case, 4 kids, a dog, 2 cats at this point, my own fault, honestly. But so like 6 people in the house, 3 animals, some mice, an owl who I saw yesterday circling the
not
basketball
in the house,
hoop.
Though, surely.
No, but a massive owl. The dog was going mad outside, a massive barn owl. Yeah, yeah, I ran out to have a look at it. It was gone. Some... chipmunks.
Deer. I saw some deer in your driveway the other day.
Yeah. Deer chomping on all the flowers, ruining my efforts, my valiant efforts to have a gorgeous garden.
This is Not Without My Sister. I am Rosemary McCabe and that is Beatrice McCabe with the deer in the garden. And
good one.
Before we get any deeper into the animals in Beatrice's garden, I'm imagining you like fucking Cinderella now. Disney. With the covered in chipmunks. If you're not already, you can get on Patreon, patreon.com/notwithoutmysister, where you can support the podcast for $5 a month. You'll get bonus content. If that's not for you, if you don't have time for any bonus content, if you don't have $5 a month, you probably have $2 a month, less than the price of a coffee. You can support the podcast by signing up to our tip jar tier. That's new, and we would love if you would sign up. And if you don't want to do either of those things, then you better have left us a 5-star review. Beatrice, carry on.
Thanks. Well, you know, I was thinking, though, as I poured bird seed into the bird feeder, I was like, a lot of this, like labor and organization and work, is of my own making, you know? It's like I didn't need to have bird feeders outside the window, but like they do make me happy. But they also
make
need
me
to be
very
filled.
Happy too. Yeah.
Right.
We got one of those little Perspex ones that fixes to your back window, right? So I was like, oh my God, I'm going to be sitting here reading my book, sipping my tea, watching the birds. The birds will not come into it if there's anybody within about 10 feet inside the house. So you have to be across the room. And then you all
except
have to
still. Except for the birds sitting on the eggs.
Well, the bird sitting on the eggs. But she doesn't go into the bird feeder. So I have 3 bird feeders now in the back garden. There's the one at the window. There's a suet bird feeder with the gross cake thing that fits into the cage. And then there's the other bird feeder that's full of sunflower seeds. So she only goes to, I think, the suet bird feeder. But she also seems to be mad into worms. So she's feeding her little babies a lot of worms at the moment. You see her pecking around at the grass.
Right. Well, anyway, what I was trying to say is like, you know, your life gets more and more busy, some of it of your own doing, right? Some of it of your
own
making.
True.
Some of these layers of like work and complication and responsibility, like this new cat. I was buying a pooper scooper for it, you know, and then I was like, God, I have to do another cat I have to feed, another cat I have to worry about. And I was like, I've only had the cat for 4 days. But anyway, I'm not great at the old to-do lists. And I feel like a little bit of organization. I had a great talk with somebody the other day who is also Irish, also living in the States. Is currently job seeking and was sharing with me her wonderful Excel spreadsheets. She's a very organized individual. Now, when I was job hunting, I also had Excel spreadsheets of contacts. I had like sheets of here are the people I spoke to, here are the job applications I sent off, right? Here are the dates that I sent them, etc. So, yeah, so that I could follow up. Like it was a full operation. It was a full-time job, really, trying for a job and trying to look for a job.
But very organized.
But it made me think, you know, with my new job, also part of my challenge now, as I was, I keep signing up for things and accepting invitations and like signing up for school things and, you know, accepting meetings. And I have two calendars on two different computers. I have my personal one on my phone and my computer. And now I have the one on my work computer. And I never had this problem before because I feel like my time was very clearly defined. Like this is your work time, 9 to 6, you're physically in the office.
Oh, yeah. But now that you're remote, there's slightly more flexibility.
Well, it's more that like there's some school things that I used to put them on my work calendar. But now when I tend to keep them very separate. I had one computer before, you see. Yeah. So, and I decided not to have that overlap this time. I don't want to put anything personal on my work computer because then when it's gone, it's really annoying. So the problem now is that I'm putting all my personal things on that and I'm realizing I probably need to invite myself. But I also started doing very complete, very thorough to-do lists. But I find them very demoralizing because like my to-do lists are never all ticked off. And I know you love a good to-do list. So I was thinking you'd give me some tips. And I keep being targeted by these like personal assistant apps, etc. on Instagram that I am not falling for.
Well, I downloaded one of these like beautiful organizer on your phone apps. And I just found it so annoying that I was like, you know what? Nothing beats now. A piece of paper, a few little tick boxes and the Google. Now I'm now like, it took me about, well, however many years since Google Calendar has been there. But like this time last year, I was not using my Google Calendar and I would put things in my organizer. I'd put some things on my online calendar, some things in my organizer, and then I'd get really confused and I kept double booking things. So I now at least I'm fully on my Google Calendar, but Google Calendar on my to-do list. Now, what I find, you got me a great organizer in Flying Tiger when you were in Dublin. And every day it has a to-do list, but it only has 5 items on it. And obviously you can go over it and like start writing your to-do list in another area of the page. But I do find it's very good at like focusing your priorities into, okay, what are the 5 things that I really need to get done today? And then anything else I might like write underneath. And like I'm a devil for writing things down that I've already done because I do love ticking things off. So I'll sometimes so go, ridiculous. Oh, well, I suppose this would have been on my to-do list if I hadn't just done it. And I'll put that in as well.
And then you feel great and very smug.
Yeah. In fact, I just went back a page and I found photos of pool written down. And I got to tick that off because I got you those photos of the pool.
Did you send them to me?
Yes. Do you need me to send them to you again?
I don't think you sent them to me. Yes, please. You showed them to me. That'd be great. Thanks.
Do you mind unticking them? I'm not unticking that. Fuck off.
Well, I think also I need to figure out how to, you know, we actually should have done for this episode. We should have gotten a really great organizer, no offense to you, to come on and give some tips. Because I'm like, I also need, here's something else I need a solution for. I also have recurring things on my to-do list. Like every Monday I need to write a sales report, you know?
Right.
So I tick that, but then like tomorrow I need to untick it. And it says Monday beside it. You know, it's like I need a weekly.
So why don't you do a weekly one? What do you mean?
But like, how do I do a weekly one?
Like is this online or in your notebook? You know what I
mean? In my notebook.
So you just write it down every Monday. As in like,
yeah, but like I'm not going to remember. You know, every Monday I might, like the reason I need to write it down is like to remind myself I need to do this at this certain time every day. And I could put it in my calendar, but then my calendar is going to be chock-a-block full of reminders. Do you know what I mean? Write this recap, like do like your, you know, a certain work that you need to do every single Thursday. Like, where do you put those things?
Well, I have
do you put them as reminders in your calendar?
I have recurring tasks in my calendar. Now, it's like for my freelance stuff. So like every Sunday, it's like send this job. And then I have recurring reminders to like pay the babysitter, pay the cleaner.
So you put them in your calendar?
Put them in my Google calendar as tasks, not as diary
that's
things.
That's what I should do then. See, there's the solution, you see. But I don't
well,
have
I'm just looking on Instagram.
I have a calendar at work.
I'm just looking on Instagram for productivity tips, right? So here's one by at Help Save Money. Start your day with a power hour, and it shows a tiny little cartoon brain holding up a set of dumbbells. So we won't probably won't be doing that.
We will be soon because the Pilates studio is nearly open.
Oh God, we're going to have power. Forget power hours. It's going to be power afternoon to get the most out of our money. The next tip here is optimize your workspace so it's pretty and calming. Well, you were just
I just told you my desk is a total kip. Yeah. Well, I mean, it actually isn't even that bad. It's just not big enough. I need like, I hate, I mean, I use this big monitor all the time. I just hate it. I hate the fact that it's black.
It takes up so much. Yeah. I hate the fact that it's black too. I feel like maybe we should have got, well, not that I'm like made of money, but I should have got one of those Samsung frames, you know, that looks like a frame on the wall. And that you can then make it look like a painting when you're not using it. I should invest in that. Because my monitor is like, could be put up on the wall. You know what I mean? Because it's like my desk is against the wall. Yours couldn't. Yeah. So that wouldn't be a solution for
you. Mine couldn't be because I bought a curved one anyway.
Oh, well, you fool. Anyway.
Yeah. Oh, look. Really stupid.
This is very me now. Create a done list so you feel a sense of achievement.
But I could spend all day doing that. I've done this. I've done that. I still haven't achieved the things I need to get done.
Well, yeah. But it just does help kind of motivate you. You go, look at all that I've done. I could do more. Too many options lead to indecisiveness, so limit them. I'm not really sure that's that helpful. Okay, let's move on to how to be more productive in 2024 from Finance Girl Diaries.
Okay.
This is for you now. Meditate and get quality sleep.
Actually, all jokes aside, for years I have been complaining about the bad sleep. I have gotten great sleep recently.
Oh, really?
Yes, ever since I started going to bed at a more like reasonable hour, stopped watching TV until like all the traditional things and switched to during the week, certainly, and at the weekend, actually, my non-alcoholic beer, of which I have one or two of an evening, and just go to sleep then.
Well, so you like, basically stopped, more than, like, yeah, so you've stopped drinking alcohol, you've stopped watching TV in bed.
Yeah, I can't really have more than two though, because even though it's non-alcoholic, I feel like I have some kind of a weird I feel like I have some kind of, I was going to say some of them do that, like, but not the ones that I've now fine-tuned down to. But no, I get like a weird chemically headache. Do you know what I mean? Could or could not be related, because like as I said to you before, like when I have a glass of wine or two glasses of wine, you know, of an evening and then wake up the next morning, I'm like, if I feel in any way less than Cindy Crawford jumping out of bed, I'm like, that wine has ruined me, you know? Whereas then when I don't have any wine, I get out the next morning, I'm like, I still feel crap. I need to stop blaming poor wine for all my problems, you know?
Yeah.
It's not actually wine, it's life.
That's depressing. Okay, exercise daily. So back to our Pilates, that'll be us.
Yeah, okay. Got that plan.
Automate repetitive tasks. Now, I'm not sure, like the repetitive tasks in my life are make the bed, do the laundry, empty the dishwasher. There is no way to automate those unless I get a robot slave, which I would love, actually. I'd like a robot like in the Jetsons.
I was just thinking of the Jetsons, but you know what? All jokes aside, my new job is with a guy who's my boss, basically, the guy who owns the company, is very entrepreneurial, right? He started this company himself. He started out with like several Instagram pages and he started monetizing them. He was telling me all about this today. And now he runs several businesses, and this is the main one, right? A jewelry business. And what's amazing to me is the amount, because they don't have like a huge team with like loads of, you know, interlocking systems and kind of interwoven systems, whatever. Like they do a lot of things on Google Sheets. They have a, you know, Shopify. They have a couple of different inventory systems. But he and his brother are like, oh, do you need, we'll write some code for that. Let me just ask ChatGPT. I'll get on to ChatGPT and write some code. Like they write all this code to connect and to create all these automated systems within the systems. Like it's unbelievable.
This is, once again, we should have learned to code. So many times in my life
I've thought this. To code. They learned it through ChatGPT. That's what he said to me. He's like, I use ChatGPT. Yeah. And he's like, how do you do this? How do you, like, it's more the, I think I can, therefore I do. Whereas I'm like, I definitely can't, you know?
Yeah. Have to find someone knows how to do that.
Yeah. And like, even, you know, today he said to me, if there's anything that you want to figure out how to automate, like, let me know and I can think about it for you and see if we can get it done.
Did you say laundry? So I would actually love that. I would love if there was just a chute that you put your clothes into and there was some automatic sorter, sorted them into colours and darks and lights and then did it. You know what I mean?
But I was more thinking like just, you know, necessity is the mother of invention. Seriously, it was amazing.
That's true. Okay, next, declutter your space. Back to this.
Okay.
Practice time blocking. Do you do that?
Yeah, I do that actually. Well, I mean, that's basically I put time on my calendar for like, I need to get this done by 2:30. I'm going to do this by 3 o'clock.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you ever use any of those apps like Pomodoro or anything?
No, I had my executive assistant in my previous job, which was wonderful, right? So Sally, who was a savior of many things, including like putting things
your
on my
sanity.
Calendar that I then, yeah, she was. She was great. She was a big advocate of time blocking. And it would be like, okay, you know, you have a, you know, a meeting coming up or you know, you have a presentation coming up. Instead of cramming for it the month before, like give yourself 2 hours every week for like 8 weeks ahead of it, you know, because you know it's happening.
Oh,
even
interesting.
If you just sit down and start like mapping out, this is the framework.
That would never be me.
Yeah, well, she was very good at that. And like it did become, because you just started to think about it. And I think even just having it in your mind, not just at the last minute, means you're like your thoughts are a little bit better processed and a little bit formulated, you know?
Okay, this is directly at me now. Eliminate distractions. And it shows somebody basically sitting in front of a computer screen with a whole load of like social media icons. That's me. Because
really?
I sit down. Oh, yeah. I sit down to write something. Or even I sit down to read my book sometimes and I'll like read not even a chapter, I'll read two paragraphs and then I'll go and I'll check Instagram and then I'll go and I'll look at the spelling bee and then I'll go and I'm like, oh shit, I'm supposed to be reading. And then I'll go back to my book. You know, if it's something that hasn't really drawn me in immediately, or even when I'm writing something on Substack, I'll write a couple of paragraphs and then I'll go and I'll look at YouTube and I'll check this and I'll check that and I'll check that. And I'm like, shit, I better go back and write. I could have had it written by now. You know what I mean?
That's very annoying. I think that you're good at that because I feel like you always have notifications disabled every time I think I'll go and text you. I'm like, Rosemary isn't paying any attention to me and I should have notifications disabled because you're working during the week.
Oh, no, they aren't disabled during the week, are they?
They are,
I never have them. Oh, I never have. Then my phone is doing that on its own. I never have them off during the week. It's only when I'm asleep. Maybe it's because I'm always napping, but I haven't actually napped in a while. That was a joke. No.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Okay, how to be more productive from Success Magazine. Get motivated, they say helpfully. Wake up early to be more productive. According to a 2019 study, night owls who shifted their sleep-wake timings by 2 hours showed significant improvements in various areas. Well, that's what you were just saying. You started going to bed earlier.
Well, I mean marginally, like 11 o'clock.
Oh, this sounds awful. Get organized. Spend an hour every Sunday night planning your week by identifying top priorities and
why
potential
would you do that
distractions.
On Monday morning?
I know, exactly.
Why don't you do that on Monday? Like, spend your time with your family on Sunday evening, like, or by yourself, or like
in the bath,
relaxing. Yeah,
exactly.
Liv Tyler with some candles.
Become more productive by prioritizing. Priorities are often neglected in favor of reacting to urgent tasks, but important activities have a more significant impact on our goals.
Actually, I fully agree with that one now, because I was going to say one of the things that Sally used to say to me was do what only you can do, because very often you think like, oh, I'll do this, and I'll do that. You know, it goes back to the laundry, right? Mm-hmm. What only you can do, because you're kind of thinking, I'll get the laundry done and then it'll be done and be out of the way, mm-hmm. or else I'll have to do it this evening.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And obviously in an equitable relationship, we're thinking like it's 50-50. Okay. So mm-hmm. maybe you don't have to do that, you know? And I
yeah,
think
yeah, it doesn't always have to be you.
Yeah, and in work, that's often the case as well. You're like, I'll do this, and I'll do it. But like, really, should you be spending your time doing this instead of doing that, you know? And I find that helpful in this job where it's a much smaller company, like very, you know, and you don't have a big team. And definitely, and I'm sure people, if anybody's listening, will enjoy hearing this, like when you're not doing the jobs yourself and when you have like teams of 60 people, you definitely underestimate how long it takes to do things, or you don't even think about it.
Oh, I know what you mean. Yeah. You just go, would you mind tacking that onto your workload and doing that for me? Yeah.
Well, it's more that you're like, somebody will get it done, you know? Mm-hmm. And like, if they spend 3 hours doing it, that's okay, because there's 40 of them, you know? I don't mean that as flippantly as it sounds, but like,
no,
it'll
I know
get
what you
done
mean.
Among the, like, there's 120 hours there among 40 people, and 3 of them can be spent on this task. Whereas if you only have 8 hours and you're it,
and 3 like, of them are spent on this task. Yeah.
Yeah, like for example, I do, you know, sales reports and stuff. And I'm like now wondering, the sales don't change all that often week to week. Like it's not that you're going to be changing your strategy or like how you do business. Mm-hmm. Should I do it every 2 weeks? Should I do it once a month? Except in those big like sales months. You know?
Can you automate this is what I'm also asking now.
No, it is automated. It's more, this is more like you saying, I probably could automate a portion of it. I was thinking about that today, but it's more about like I could probably populate some of the sheet, but it's more of a like, here's what's happening. Therefore.
Analyzing it. Yes. Yeah. 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 And, I understand.
But I did think like, maybe this doesn't need to happen once a week. Who's reading this? How useful is it? Maybe I'll switch to once a month, and then I'll do like when you're, you know, it's a different business. And then like in, you know, Q4, maybe I'll do every week, because that's when you really need to be more reactive.
Yeah. That's
to the
when
business.
It's
so
really,
like, yeah.
Yeah. Well, one of the tasks or one of the suggestions on a previous post that I read, I'm not reading every single one, but did say learn to delegate. So that's obviously, I mean, that's not something that I was ever good at work either, because you know, when you just suddenly decide, oh, you know what we really need to do X, Y, Z. And I'm not a super patient person in a work setting. So if I feel like something needs to be done, I'm like, oh, I may as well just do it now. You know what I mean? Rather than like waiting, because I'm not, I wouldn't ask someone else to do it and expect it to be done immediately. But I also be like, oh, I could actually just do this right now instead of asking that person to do it. You know what I mean? And then just adding to their workload and not getting it done ASAP.
I think also to go back to what the other thing you said, and like, I think this applies not just to a work environment, but to a life environment. Like very often we're responding to things that seem really urgent in the moment. And I think this from an emotional perspective as well, right? Like from something happens with friend groups, something happens with your kids. Very often, if you don't react, like, it's like, will this still be an urgency on Friday if this is Monday, you know? Like very often, like in a work environment, you're reacting to things that like this happened and everybody's, you know, it's fire, like the house is on fire. And you're kind of thinking, well, I'm going to go and address this. I'm going to talk to somebody. I'm going to call a meeting. I'm going to just, what if you did nothing? Would this still be a top priority on Friday? Similarly, like with your friends, well, that's it. I'm going to call her up and I'm going to tell her that like we should have, she shouldn't have said that. And I heard, or will you feel differently about it on Friday? You know, like very often, like those emails that you love to dash off in a rage, you know?
I don't.
Well,
do
you know
that
what
anymore.
I mean?
I do know
no,
what
no,
you
but
mean.
Like not even in a rage, like in a inspired
no,
moment,
just like, it's just like a flurry of text where I'm like, oh, I'm going to get back to this right now instead of going, this isn't urgent. Give it a second.
To be clear, I am only suggesting that you don't respond if it's not me texting you. Like I'm only suggesting that this is more like if you get an irate email or an email that's going to make you irate, that you take some time, because by Thursday or Friday, you might feel differently about it.
But what if I get a text from you that makes me irate?
Well, then if I'm expecting a reply, you better reply immediately. But definitely this last year has like shown me that you can feel very differently about something with a little bit of perspective or a bit of space or a bit of calm down or a bit of like, not even like that you're angry and not angry now. It's not always about something dramatic, but like that you know, you don't necessarily see all the avenues, all the possibilities without some time to digest things.
But even sometimes I feel like you have a cup of tea and you suddenly go, that is not as like, that is not as crucial or as not even important. I'm trying to think, like, you know, when something happens and I have like a big, I have a big reaction to it. I'm like, oh, for fuck's sake, and I'm really annoyed. And then literally 10 minutes later, I'll be like, okay, that was actually a disproportionate reaction to something that didn't deserve that reaction. And it's annoying because I like to think that all my reactions are correct.
Yeah. Yeah. And valid. So I think we could write our own list. Have a cup of tea and weigh your priorities.
I had a cup of tea today for the first time in about 3 weeks and it was very nice because I usually just drink coffee when I'm at home. I don't really drink tea.
Sometimes you look so I make
confused
coffee.
By this.
I am confused. Like sometimes, I mean, I go through a lot of tea bags. Sometimes I make coffee and I could take a sip and I go, oh, should have made tea. Do you ever have
that?
Well,
that happened to me today, but I think it was because I put my coffee in a to-go thing. I know you love carrying coffee around with you. I put my coffee in a Yeti cup or whatever. And I brought it with me in the car. And it was because Brandon had used that cup last and it smelled like his chocolate creme creamer. I know you love talking about Brandon's creamer. But it was
chocolate
gross.
Chocolate creme creamer is gross.
I know. It smells really, really gross.
These powdery creamers.
I know. Would Who was messaging me actually about Kira before she came to visit? She was like, I have so many questions that I'm going to need answered while I'm there. What is creamer? Should I try it?
No, you shouldn't. What would you be putting powder into your tea? I mean, I suppose people put sugar in, but like that's mad too.
I mean, you drink powder coffee.
Yeah, but Instant it dissolves. Coffee.
Oh, yeah, but so does the creamer. What do you think happens to the creamer? Like,
oh, but I think the fact that the creamer, you know, the creamer is like sugar though. It's so sweet.
Oh, this one's sugar free, but yes, disgusting.
Oh.
Okay, so on my list would be utilize do not disturb mode. And if people in your life continue to say notify anyway, block them.
Do not block me. How dare you? Do not block me. But maybe I should practice, maybe for your sake, I should practice writing more complete paragraph texts like mom does and not those one-liners the whole time.
Oh, but see, the thing is, I write one-liners as well when I'm writing back to people. And like, I'll write a line, but I'll send them after each line. Because I feel like otherwise you're waiting for me to send the whole thing. And it's better to, like, you know, it's more like a conversation.
Even if mom writes a line, I'm still waiting for years.
Poor mom. Listen, you got her, you read her message today. She has fucking carpal tunnel, you heartless bitch. So leave her alone.
I didn't read that.
Well, that's your problem, isn't it? Here's another thing. Read your WhatsApps. Although don't actually
working.
If you're trying to be productive.
I was trying to be productive. At one point I did pick up my phone. Do you know what happens to me though? Like I get a text message or I get a missed phone call or whatever, and I pick up my phone to look at it and then like swipe into something else and then forget what I was supposed to be doing. You know what I mean? That's really annoying.
I know. When you go, I'm just going to get this for you, blah, blah, blah. And then you go completely silent. And I'm like, have you got the, I'm getting it now.
Okay, so go on. What else? Okay, yeah, sorry, yeah. Do what only you can do. Oh, yeah, do time blocks. Block out your time. That is good.
Yeah, that is a good idea. I also think, so even if you have 20 things that you need to get done, I think it's probably valuable to write a separate list of the five top, like if you could only have five, you could only do five today, what would they be?
Rank your priorities. Is that what you're saying?
That is what I'm saying. But I also, if you're going to have 20 things on your to-do list, don't be afraid to make it 22 and to add two that you've already done. Just give yourself a little boost, a little peppy tick to start the day.
Well, and equally look at those 22 and say, which of these 22 are not actually critical and if I don't do them by Friday, will not affect anybody's life?
Which can I delegate? Which can I automate?
Which can I drop? Oh, yes. Oh, my God. Must be pretty good.
Oh my God. And have a job? Which can I drop? I'm like, we can automate. You're like, we can drop them.
Well, no, we can also, which of them can you genuinely drop? Like I'm saying, you know, things that are not actually relevant, you fucking bitch.
Yeah, I know. Let's see what I have on my to-do list for tomorrow. Send invoice. Can't drop that. Edit and publish Patreon episode. Very important. Call my therapist. Also important, although arguably not, because my appointment is at 9 a.m. So when I don't turn up, she's going to know that I'm not coming. I did already leave her a voice note, but I haven't heard back. edit and publish main Patreon app, and do my money diary. Not all of those things will get done tomorrow. I realize as I'm saying this out loud, probably the money diary is going to be left till Wednesday, which just makes it harder and harder for me to remember what I did last week. But such is life.
But you know what? Why don't you just start a voice notes for your money diary? Spend $5 in Starbucks. Why don't you just do that?
Oh, because then I'd have to listen to it and transcribe. You ever tried to transcribe your own? Oh, I hate that.
But like it auto transcribes. Why don't you just do that auto transcribe?
Oh, you mean like dictate? You mean like dictate to my phone kind of thing? Yeah, I suppose I could do that.
Yeah, learn to automate your money diaries. That's what you should do.
Oh, I would that I could.
That'd be such a help.
Bane of my existence, and also it just I have to go through it every week and just be reminded of like what I. Like I spend so much every week and I come out with nothing. You know what I mean?
Okay.
At the end of the week, what?
Sorry,
why do you look so happy?
My to-do for tomorrow is fucking ridiculous. None of these things are getting done. That's why it hasn't gotten done. I ticked off everything except these ones for about the last 6 months.
Okay.
Finish portfolio. Okay, that's not happening. That's more like a general must finish.
That's a long-term goal. Months. Go on. Yeah.
Get note for Fox from doctor for x-ray. From February, but I have to go into the doctor's office to get this, which is so annoying.
That's definitely not happening tomorrow. That is annoying.
Now, apply for citizenship.
Okay, that's a big goal. Why don't you break that down? Why don't you say, like, contact three lawyers?
No, I'm doing it myself. I'm just doing it online. But, like, I have to sit down and spend 4 hours doing it. Okay, you know what? That's a good one. Break big tasks into small, manageable parts. Good one, Rosemary.
Right, yeah. So have you printed out the forms yet?
You don't need to print them out. You can do it all online. I had it all done, 90% saved. And then I came back to it 3 weeks later and it said expires after 17 days or something. And I was like, what the actual fuck?
Came back to it 3 weeks later. And I'm not honestly not surprised. Do you have passport photos to go with your application?
I'm sure I do. But like, I don't think I need any of those things for this.
I think you need passport photos for your citizenship
application. I'll figure that out
when I
get there.
You better cover up that shiner you got from Brenda.
Can you believe the state of it? And you're a fucking lack of sympathy today as well. Look at my... Probably looks a lot worse.
Dad!
It feels really bad, all right?
I swear to Beatrice, I had a baby cut out of my belly and I didn't get as much sympathy as this eye scratch dad. Like, Dad literally on the phone to me the other day was like, I'm really very close to her eye. I was like, that C-section incision was very close to my vajayjay and he didn't care.
To your 8-inch clit.
Different episode. If you'd like to know what we're talking about, we talked about how clitoris is 8 inches long on our Patreon. You can join us, patreon.com/notwithmysister, for that thrilling conversation, for that deep dive, if you'll excuse the pun.
No. If anybody's expecting any kind of medical scientific knowledge, it was not.
I'm
going
to link to the article
episode.
In the show notes. Beatrice, article is going to end up being very informative for people about the female orgasm, just not from us.
Poor dad. He's like horrified he's in this paragraph, in this sentence.
Oh my God, he's probably got to the end of this episode and like mom and dad are probably like, finally a decent episode where they talked about something semi-decent and the two of them be rolling their eyes and I go, gee, of course, just devolved into giggles.
Mom's probably afraid to say, like, is it really 8 inches?
Thank you all so much for listening to Not Without My Sister. Like I said, get us on Patreon, patreon.com/notwithoutmysister. And if you don't do that, at the very least, leave us a review. 5 stars and just write a little few words. Love
Please.
The gals is my Thanks. Suggested Thanks. Sentence.
Thanks a lot. We
Bye.
Appreciate you.
We
Bye.
Do. Oh my God, so much. Bye. That sounded sarcastic at the end there for me.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays.
Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.